Zayin Daf, Beis Amud Aleph, starting Mesechtes Moed Katan. Zogt de Mishne, Mashkin Beis Ashlochin B'Moed. If one is permitted to water a Beis Ashlochin, is a field that is thirsty for water, it needs water, it will not be watered. The tvua in the field, the rokis in the field, the lonis in the field will become nifsed, the hefsed will occur. So the Mishnah is telling us that b'mokim hefsed, one is permitted to do a maloche in chalamoit. Let us see Rashi. Mashkin beis hashlochim b'moyed, sode shehi oimedes bahar. Now what Rashi says bahar, because that is the reason that it is so dependent on water, because sode nahar, as the rain does not accumulate on the har. The rain goes down into the valley. And Rashi says later, a beis habal, which is not dependent on water, is sode hu ba'emek. If it's in a valley, there's an abundance of rainwater there, because all the rain accumulates in the valley, so then it doesn't need water. But sode she'emedes bahar b'tzorich lahashkois atomit, one needs to water it always. Mashken oisa afilu b'chayle shalmoyit lefi shehu loy hefsid godol imene mashke oisa. It will be a tremendous loss if he won't water it. B'davol shel hefsid hitiru chachomim litroyach boi b'chayle shalmoyit. And if there's a hefsik, the chachamim, or a matter, he's permitted to, this tirche, we'll see, this is not a tirche yeseire, as we'll see later in the sugya, this is not a tirche, it is a tirche, not a tirche yeseire, so it is permissible, b'chayle shemay. K'may shanu moitzim b'meseches chagige, d'chsiv sheishes yomim toichol matzois, u'bayoyim ashvi atzeres l'ashem aleikecha. So there's a hekesh of the sheisis shomim to bayoyim ashvi. Ma shvi otzur basiyas meloche. It says further leisase kol meloche. So the atzire is that the one is not permitted to do meloche. Avshisha atzurim basiyas meloche. There's a hekesh. I ma shvi otzur b'chol meloche. All the lametes meloche is also unless it's a chechol nefesh, and that's mutter. But like this, all malachis are also, imashvi otza b'chol malacha, avshisha atzurim b'chol malacha. Talmud loyma hashvi, vayoyim hashvi atzeres. So it's a miyut. Shvi otza b'chol malacha, ve'en shisha atzurim b'chol malacha. So now we have a hekesh that tells us that the 6 days of Chalamoid are also b'maloche, and we have a miut that tells us, but they are not also in all the maloches that are also in Yontif. Holei mosro nakosov elo lachachamim, loy maloch eizem maloche asure b'chele shemoid ve'eizem meteres. So it's nimsa lachacham. Rashi is bringing down a loshen of a gemara in Chagige. Meloche sheyesh bo hefsed, imeini oisa oisa meloche, that and it will bring about a hefsed if it will not be done. Kein lahashke is beis hashlochim hitiru chachamim. The chachamim were matter. Now, be'etzim in meleches chelamoyed, the shilti giboirim brings. Let us just see for 1 minute the Shilti Agiboyrin, so we'll get the Shittas. And Daf Aleph and the Daf Yarif. He brings down Smag, Kosa, B'Shem Alochas Doilis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, this is a Tosis in Chagigya, Daf Yudches. The isa meloche b'chayli shomoy lehavi ela midarabonon v'loy midarais. V'chol hani kroy demaisi talmude leichich isa meloche b'chayli shomoy lehavi ela asmach de balmen. This is one of the droshes that the Gemara brings, so it's an asmach de that it's also be melacha, but the whole thing is an issa de rabbono. Umaymen amikosav kismak, that it's also mid rabbono. V'tur kosav chaylamoid shem yomim shbein rishin shal pesach lezayim shbein rishin shal chag l'shmini, mutarim b'chol melacha min ha-teire, elo shechachomim osrum b'mitzas melachis. Af al gab the yalfi luhum mikroi tuve, even though this limudim, this psukim, asmachtes ba'almaninu abol ikon enel elemi darabon. Hilkach, so since the whole isa moloch is adarabon, and itiru dover ovid, perisho ye ovid im lo yasenu, if it will not be done, there'll be a hefsit, v'hutru kol tzolcheyontev is mutter, Vavilo tzolche yochid im einoi maise umin, hitiru, vavilo bedvorem asurim hitiru bishvil hapoyel im einoi maise yoichal, vavilo the malachas which are us, it's not a double ha'ovet, or it's a maise umin, but if he doesn't have what to eat, they also were mekel. Let us go a little further, the loshen riyaz, kshem sh'os ratoir alasis malachah biyontev, kach osru chachomim, Lasis Moloche Bamoyed Shahem Yime Khile Shal Moyed Shal Pesach Shal Chagasukis. See also of Ishus Isi Surim Idibre Saifrim Itiru Lasis Moloche Bedova Ovid. So since all things are the Rabbanan, that's why they were Mekel. A Ramban Hitel Pshore. Now he brings that's so far we had Rishonim which hold that Moloches Chalamoyed is at the Rabbanan. Haramban hitil pshore shekol meloche she'eino letzorech hamoyit ve'eino dover ha'ovid osor min ha'teire. The Ramban has a pshore. That means, we're going to have later in the Mishnah, a dover ha'ovid is only mutter if there's no tirche yeseire. There's a tirche yeseire, dover ha'ovid is osor. We're going to have a tzorech hamoyit is only mutter, if it's a maisa hedyet. If it's a maisa umin, so tzerech hamayit is also. So the Ramban says as follows. Kol meloche she'eino letzerech hamayit, but it's not letzerech hamayit, or eino dover ha'ovet, it's not a dover ha'ovet, that's also min ha'teir. Umashu letzerech hamayit, but that what is letzerech hamayit, af al pi she'eino Dover ha'ovet, but if it's a tzorech ha'moyed, it's not a dover ha'ovet. V'chein, and it's a ma'ase umin. V'chein dover ha'ovet, af al pi she'eino letzorech ha'moyed, hu midrabbanan. This already is also midrabbanan. V'ein l'chol amar she'osru chachamim b'em lezeh hiskim ha'rashbe. So that means that so dover ha'ovet is muta min ha'teire. If it's a tirche yeseire, it's also midrabbanan. A tzorech ha'moyed is muta min ha'teire. If it's a ma'ase umin, it's also midrabbanan. And then the Bir Halacha brings down the Rishonim that hold that Pechlal, that Unpshoris, that Meleches Chalamoid is also min HaTorah. Hagavuche, he brings a Raya from a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that Rashi holds, Rashi, the Rashbam hold, that Meleches Chalamoid is also min HaTorah. The Bing, the Rashbam says, Amavazas, Amayadois, it's like he's even a Avodah Zarah. So the Rashbam says he's Eise Meloche B'Chalamoy. So Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches brings a raya that Rashbam holds that Meloche Chalamoy is min ha'Torah. And Rashi says the same thing, that Mavazas Me'adis is going on Meloche Chalamoy. Al Koponim, so that is the first four words in the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis Ashlochin B'Moyit. Ubishvius, no citations, ready. Mashkin beis ashlochim, soda, she'ena mistapekes, b'meik shomim, rainwater is not sufficient, but soich, lahashkoisa tomid, you have to water it constantly. Vim ein mashkin oisa todir, nifsedes, and if you won't continue watering it, it'll get nifsat. Vilkach mashkin oisa b'cholamoid, mishim pseide, shogle rabonik, kedomini pekein dirishim, Tanya idoch sheishes yomim toichol matzois v'yoyim ha'shvi ha'tzeres l'ashem alekecho ma'shvi otzo av shisha atzurim im ha'shvi otzo mikol meloche אף כל שיש הצורים מכל מלוכת המלוימה השווי היסרה המיות השווי יוצא מכל מלוכת ואין השיש הצורים מכל מלוכת. עלי מוסרון הכוסוב אלו לחכומים ללמדוך איזה יום עושה ואיזה יום מותר, איזה מלוך אסורה ואיזה מלוך מותרת. So Rashi says in Chagige that just like it's biyad chachomim to decide which day is Yontif and which day is Chol HaMoed, that means if they're Me'abed HaChodesh or they're Me'abed HaChodesh, so they decide which day is Osam and which day is Mutter, so they also are able to decide which Meloche is Osam and which Meloche is Mutter. U'bashviyis, and one is permitted to be Mashke b'shviyis, Meforish b'gmorim. Shviyis, there's a different din, Avodas HaKark is also, and the Mekki Yosef and the Meiri explain there are Avodas Cheshuvis, which is also b'shviyis, Charisha, Zriya. Mekki Yosef elaborates a little that an Avodah Cheshuvah means an Avodah that is done once a year, when you plant, when you chayrish. And then there are other avoidis, which are not, doesn't fall into the category of avoidah shuvah. And this is hashko, your mashke, the field. So if it's b'makim pseide, it's a beis hashlochim, so this is mutter b'shviz. Now the Mishnah continues. Bein mi mayon sheyotzo b'tchile, bein mi mayon shelo yotzo b'tchile. Now, you can be mashke from a mayon that just started to sprout out, to come out, to start flowing. Ubein mi mayim shelo yotza b'tchila. A mayon that already was flowing for a long time. Now, let us see Rashi. Mi mayim sheyotza b'tchila. Ta'achshov maschil linvoye. It's starting to flow now. She'adayin loy hechziko darko. So that means a mayon, a spring that's just newly came out, there are possibilities that it might crumble in. And if he's using this mayon as a source of his hashko, if it crumbles in, he might come and fix it in Chol HaMoed, which will be also. Afalpi kein de weren't geyser. Bein mi mayin shelo yotza b'tchila, ela mayin noiveya mizman merube. So there we don't have any chash that the walls might crumble in. So there's no gzeir over there. It might come to be mesak in the mayin. So lecheir it would seem the Mishnah is telling us zuv ein tzalach loymezu. You're allowed to be mashke the field from a mayin sheyotza b'tchile that just came out. And there's a mokim ligze v'afal pikin yinageize, and then be mayin shelo yotza b'tchile that's been here for a long period of time where there's no gzeire, so it's also permissible. So the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. The Gemara answers that he's coming to tell us a chiddush that Dafke abeis hashlochim is mutar amayin shloyotze betchile, but abeis habal, where there's no hefzit, so even though there's no gzeire, it is still osa. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Avol ein mashkin loy mi mei hakshomim v'loy mi mei hakiloim. But one is not permitted to be mashke from mei kshomim or mi mei hakiloim. Hakiloim is a deep pit that has water. And the reason why this is also, let us see what Rashi says, Avaloimi make shomim mishum de ispe tirche yeseire kide meforish bigmor. That means as follows. Let me just read a lotion of the Orach HaShulchan. When he says pshat na mishneh, Mashkin beis ashlochin b'moyit shemamshich hamayim min hamayim. That is, mamshich the water, you have a mayim of flowing water, and he's mamshich the water from the mayit. The Meiri says, how does he do it? Sheyase beraglov derech besode, sheyichnesu boy hamayim besode. So this hashkos mayim is, he's making with his feet, he's making like a furrow, an indentation in the field, and the mayon goes through this furrow, and therefore he's mashke the soda in this way. So the Och Hashulchan says, V'yordim hamayim me'atzmom lahasoda oy lahagina. But that, it's not pshad, is that he's watering. He's going and taking buckets of water and watering the field. That's also avoloi hitiru loy lidlois mi be'er oy mi breiche mi bnei shezeu tircho gedoyla ad miyoid. That means that there's another problem over here. There's malachis, which we were matter with b'mokim seide, but then also there's tirche. A tirche yiseire, that means a tirche, the loshna, the ochashulchan, tirche gedoyla ad meyoid, a tirche yiseire, we will not matter. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Ve'ein oisin ugyois likfanim. Now we're going to speak about other tziurim, other inyonim, which are also because of Tilche Yisair. Ugyais Lekfanim, so these were Cheritzim, which were by the Sheroshe Hakfanim, and this helped the and I suppose water accumulated there, and this used to be Mashke the Kfanim, but this, it seems, involved the Tilche Yisair to make these Ugyis, to make these Cheritzim, so that's also, even though if it's b'mokim pseide, that means the kfanim are going to, I mean, this is the way he'll be able to water the kfanim, that this is the way the kfanim will have water by making these ugyis, but since the asi of these ugyis involves atiche yisere, so this is also, even though it's b'mokim pseide. Tabalozor ben azaya oimer ein oisin es ha'amo bitchilo b'mayid u'bishviyis. One is not permitted to make a canal. Now this canal was amo kishmoy. It was an amo deep and an amo wide. It surrounded the field, and the water used to accumulate in this amo, in this canal. And this is also weiter, because to make an amo, a canal, betchile, was also a tirche yisayim. Ubi shviyis, and this is asar and shviyis also. So the Meiri explains that the iser is al tirche. And Bachsame, they bring from the Ritve that the whole iser tirche is ad rabbona de kiser. That means, this inyan of tirche yisayre is also, I feel those that hold that Melechus Chalmoyd is Adarai, Satir is Adarabon. Al Koponim. So it's also to make a canal mitchile, because there's a Tirche Yisair. Afal Pike, so that's also in Yont, in Chalmoyd. Einois Nesama Betchile Bemoyed, Ubi Shviyis. So the Meiri explains, by Shviyis, the Zichen no Isa of Tirche. By Shviyas, the whole Iser is Babaydes HaKarke, the Shops HaOretz, not Shviyas of the Karke, but a person, there's no din bechlal in Shviyas, that a person not permitted to be Pereach in Shviyas. If there's no Avodas HaKarke involved, the Shops HaOretz, he can schlep weights and peklach. There's no din of Iser Tirche and Shviyas. So he says that, well, this is also, some of this is a Gemara for that they were geyser, that if they'll see him digging out a canal, so they'll think maybe he's chayfel a tzorech zriyeh, So memele, so that's why they asked chfiris amo. That you're not allowed to make an amo betrile. By shviyis al gzeira, they think he's doing it for seeding purposes. And the chachamim achaylik, chachamim aymim oisins amo betrile b'shviyis. Vakel this gzeira they don't hold up. So memele, that's why it is mutter and shviyis. Umisaknin es hamikul kolos b'moyit. That means even though that we said one is not permitted to make an amo betchile in b'mayid, but if there was already an amo there, and there's still remnants of that amo, that means that it's still, there's still a indentation of a tefach before it was, an, it was six tefachim deep, it was an amo. It got filled up. But with offa or other things, but now there is still an indentation of an amo in this, an indentation of a tefach in this amo. So memele, so that is not a tircha yisere, and that is permissible. Mesaknim es hamilkul koleis b'moyit. Now, umesaknim es kilkulei hamayim shebershus harab. So till now, L'chayre, we're speaking about Dover Ha'ovot. We have a heter of a Dover Ha'ovot. This Tirche Yisere is Osir, not Tirche Yisere is Mutter. Now we're going to go to Tzorchei Rabim. U'mesaknin es kilkulei hamayim sheboshus harabim. What is this kilkulei harabim? V'chaytetin ha'isai. And one is permitted to be chaited from the, there's a din of tikkun kilkulei amayim, and there's a din of chaitetin isay. So Rashi on Daf Heyam at Aleph says as follows, kilkulei amayim kegoin avonim shenoflu machmas aboyr, that there was a boyr with mayim, was used for drinking purposes, And stones fell into it. So this is epis a tikkun in the etzem boyer, if there's avonim there. Chaitetin Rashi says, naflu tzroirais bekakois haboyer. So here, it's by chaitetin, it seems it's not that the boyer is not misukin, but it's like it's not very clean. This tzroirais bekakois haboyer, malo oisam b'moyer. So here we have a heter of tzorchei rabim, and this is permissible b'cholamoyt. This is a new heter. Agavulche, this is speaking about that there's no tzorech amoyt. That means be'etzem, for the moyt you can drink, this boyer can be used now with the stones in it, with the tzoreches in it, the mayim, or they have other sources of mayim. There's no tzorech hamoyit, but this is something tzorchei rabim. And the Meiri brings a Yerushalmi that the heter of tzorchei rabim is something, is a different heter in Gansen. Tzorchei rabim can only be accomplished when people have time. Cholamoyit is a very good opportunity. Then people have time, they're not working. So memele, and then it will get accomplished like this. If you won't have everyone donating their time and effort, they'll never get done. So therefore, tzorchei rabim amuta. The Meiri himself says a different pshat. What this kilkulei hamayim is, the Miri said, it's speaking about bivin gedoilim b'chol hadrochim meroi she'ir va'at soifa, v'heim stumim, that means bivin was a type of a sewage system, that there were large pipes that went in each city from the beginning of the city to the end of the city, v'heim stumim, there were pipes, that means it was soso, v'chol bayis yeshloi biv cotton pasuach lo'isoi biv godl, and each house had pipes, smaller pipes, that went from their house into this Biv Godel. V'shoyfchi ha'ir yaitzim sham, and the dirty water that they wanted to throw away used to go through these pipes. V'yesham churim kimbalo yad, and there used to be openings in these pipes, kedela nakoisom mneishem miskalkalim lefomim aideishem mispatmim berefesh vitit. They used to get stuffed up with refesh vitit. Ben amayim oivrim karoi, the flow of the water was not the way it should be. Mchaitetim, he says, af min hatit hadovik sham biyoyser at shedoyme lekarka oilom. Sposhe dachsme in Shulchan Aruch, dachsme, it says, Taisus does not seem told like this, but in Shulchan Aruch, dachsme, it says that Tzorche Rabim is Mutar Afilo Tirche Yeseire. This is a new gather, Tzorche Rabim. Umesaknim es hadrochim vesorochoyveis, they used to go and be mesakin the drochim, take away any obstacles in the drochim. Ve'es mikvoi samayim, the mikvois hamayim, the Miri says they used to measure the mikvois in Chalamoid, and if the water was not the correct level, so meilichin sham amas hamayim, so used to be meilichan amas hamayim to the mikveh, to be memale the mikveh. Ba'oisin kol tzorchei harabim, u'metzainin es ha'kvoris, you're allowed to be metzain kvoris. They used to go and put sid over the kvorim to warn people that there's a kever underneath, so they should be not be mile over the kever. V'yoytzin af al hakloyim, one is permitted to go out in chalamoit, basically to send people out al hakloyim. The Miri explains the inyan of kloyim, that even though we hear the Masechtas Megillah that they were machrizen al akloim reshchedish ador, used to send out already people tesvov ador to be oike the kloim, but this was dafke from the early crop. The early crop was niker when the kloim started growing, so it could be niker tesvov ador purim. But there was a later crop that it was first Nikah Tesvav Nissen. So Mamele, so in order to ensure that those Kloyim will be torn out, please to send out in Chalamoid people to inspect the fields and to be Eike the Kloyim. V'chaitetin Oiso, Shimnis Balei HaBoer, if the boer got full, with the tit, Buta lachtoik lahamika, you're allowed to go and dig it out and clean it out to make it deeper. Sha'ofo tichuach. Avo lechoifro betchila, but to dig a boil lechatchila shakarke koshe, loy mishumdike tircha yeseire. So from Taisvis it seems clear that just like tircha yeseire is osar bedover ha'ovid, is the Yisrael also about Tzorche Rabim also. The Mishnah Berurah says Pshat in this halacha differently. To make a Mitchila boy, you need a Maisa Umen. A Maisa Umen, they weren't Mata L'Tzorich Rabim. But Tichy Yisrael, he says, is Mata L'Tzorich Rabim. Or Mitzainin, the Lekka Tichy. That's what he says, no Tichy Yisrael. V'yoytzen al akloim mitzvehi lotzeis k'damrine b'gmore, v'loidomi lahani achrini diktoni u'mesaknin d'aychoivu k'damuchach b'gmore. Kloim is a mitzveh, and this is a choivu. Frag the Gemore, hashte yesh loimer mimayon sheyotzo b'tchile. If the Mishnah says one is permitted to be mashke from a mayin sheyotza metchile, the osi le'in puli, there's a possibility if the mayin just came out, there's possibilities that it might fall in, it might cave in. Afal pi kein, the Mishnah says that it is permitted. We want goyzer, he might come to be misaken it, which is a tirche yisere. Is mashkin mi mayin shloyotza betchile, So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that one is permitted to be mashke from a mayim shleyotze b'tchila, a mayim that already has been functioning for a longer period of time? So it's not olu to fall in. So if Adi Givis, it's permissible. Omri itzterech. No, the Mishnah is to tell us this din also. Iton amayim shayotza mitchilem. Hava mina hochehu de beis ha-shlochin in beis ha-baloi. Tatavke, when is a beis ha-bal also amayim shayotza mitchilem? So then, that is muta be beis ha-shlochin b'mokim. Say this is muta. But shaloi b'mokim say the beis ha-bal that is also mishim da osil in pulim. Because there's a gzeire, it might cave in, and he might come to fix it. Avo mayin shlo yotze betchilad le osil in pule, but a mayin shlo yotze betchilad. Le osil in pule, there's no gzeire, might fall in ema, filo beis abal nami. So I would think a filo beis abal is also, one is permitted to be mashke from a beis abal, from a mayin shlo yotze betchilad. Kamash melon loishna main shiyotze betchila loishna main shloyotze betchila beis ashloch enayin beis abal loy. So that's why the Mishnah is coming to tell us not legufei lediyuke that mashkin davke beis ashlochim from a mayin shloyotze betchila, but not from not to beis abal. So Rashi dosil in pule a karkesh shesviva da dain lehirzika dalke did not get strong. The derech is not secure yet. Mashkin b'chelu shemoy b'chelu.